kind keepers of my weak, decaying age. May dying Mortimer here rest himself.
That's a man you hailed from the rack. So fair my limbs with long imprisonment. These gray locks, the purse ribbons of death, Nestor-like aged in an age of care. Argue the end of Esmond Mortimer. But tell me, keeper, will my nephew come?
Richard Plantagenet, my lord, will come. We sent unto the temple, unto his chamber. An answer was returned that he will come.
Ah, my soul shall then be satisfied. Poor gentleman, his wrong doth equal mine. Since Henry Monmouth first began to reign, before whose glory I was great in arms, this loathsome sequestration have I had. Even so long has Richard been obscured, deprived of honor and inheritance. But now the arbitrator of despairs, just death, kind umpire of men's miseries, with sweet enlargement doth dismiss me hence. I would his troubles likewise were expired, and so he might recover what was lost.
My lord, your loving nephew now is come.
Richard Plantagenet, my friend, come.
Aye, noble uncle, thus ignobly used. Your nephew, late despised Richard, comes.
I left my arms, I may embrace his neck. Now, declare, sweet stem of York's great stock, why didst thou say, of late thou wast despised?
Lean thine aged back against mine heart, and in that ease, I'll tell thee my disease. This day, in argument upon a case, some words there grew twixt Somerset and me, among which terms he used his lavish tongue and did upbraid me with my father's death.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, good uncle, for my father's sake, in honor of a true Plantagenet, and for a lion's sake, declare the cause. My father, Earl of Cambridge, lost his head.
That cause, fair nephew, that imprisoned me and hath detained me all my flowering youth within a loathsome dungeon there to pine, was cursed instrument of his decease.
Discover more at large what cause that was.
Henry the Fourth, grandfather to this king, deposed his nephew Richard, the first begotten lawful heir of Edward, king, the third of that descent. In Henry's reign, the Percies of the North, finding his usurpation most unjust, endeavored my advancement to the throne. The reason moved these warlike lords to this was that young King Richard thus removed, leaving no heir begotten of his body, I was the next by birth and parentage, for through my mother I derived am from Lionel, Duke of Clarence, the third son to King Edward the Third, whereas he from John of Gaunt doth bring his pedigree, being the fourth of that heroic line. But now, as in that haughty great attempt, they labor it to plant the rightful heir, I lost my liberty and they their lives. Long after this, when Henry the Fifth, succeeding his father Bolingbroke, did reign, thy father, the Earl of Cambridge then, derived from famous Edmund Langley, Duke of York, marrying my sister that thy mother was, again, in pity of my hard distress, levied an army, waiting to redeem and have installed me in the diadem. But as the rest, so fell that noble earl and was beheaded. Thus the Mortimers in whom the title rested were suppressed.
Of which, my lord, your honor is the last.
And thou seest that I no issue have. Thou art my heir. The rest I wish thee gather. My dear, be wary in thy studious care.
Thy grave admonishments prevail with me. But yet methinks my father's execution was nothing less than bloody tyranny.
Silence, nephew, be thou politic.
likes it is the house of Lancaster, and like a mountain, not to be removed. And now, thy uncle is removing hence, as princes do their courts, when they are cloyed with long continuance in a settled place.
Oh, would some part of my young years might but redeem the passing of your age.
Ah, then does wrong me, as that slaughterer doth that giveth many wounds when one will kill. Or not, except thou sorrow for my good. Only give order for my funeral. And so, farewell, and fair befall thy hopes. And prosperous be thy life, in peace and war.
And peace, no war, befall thy parting soul. Well, I will lock his counsel in my breast, and what I do imagine, let that rest. Keepers, convey him hence. And I myself will see his burial better than his life. Here dies the dusky tortured mortimer, choked with ambition of the meaner sort. And for those wrongs, those bitter injuries which Somerset hath offered to my house, I doubt not but with honour to redress, and therefore haste I to the Parliament, either to be restored to my blood, or make mine ill the advantage of my good.